Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just be honest with yourself for about 5 seconds. You have no idea what to expect from Texas A&M going into 2024. And that's kind of a good thing and also a terrifying thing, both in College Station and for the rest of the SEC. because it's a brand new coaching staff, but it's headlined by the guy who brought the best version of the Jimbo Fisher out, Mike Elko. They have the resources and the talent to be one of the best teams starting in 2024. But if they went 5-7, I don't think many people would be shocked. If they went 10-2, I don't think many people would be shocked. And if they were an 8-4 team, I think that most people would have them as that advertised. But after what you saw in the maroon and white game, the biggest takeaway, Nick Skorton's going to be a reason why you can at least dream as a dark horse destination for the Aggies and making it to the college football playoff. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you like the video, hit the comment section. What's your prediction for Texas A&M going into 2024? Make sure that you also hit the subscribe button because we're talking college football every single day leading up to week one. It's right around the corner. Follow me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson and my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media because we're everywhere and we're going to be everywhere moving forward at SEC Unfiltered, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call Elon's app. Make sure that you download the podcast version of the show, wherever you get your podcast listening systems, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Nick Skorton came as advertised of what you imagine a Boilermaker to be because he did play at Purdue. But I'm not talking about what the yellow and black is about in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm talking about a true Boilermaker, the guys who built the railroads throughout the 1800s. They're mean, they're cold, they don't care about anything in their way, they eat nails with milk for breakfast, they don't really sleep, and they terrorize you covered in dirt top to bottom to get the job done. That's the way that Skorton plays football. And what's crazy is he's nowhere near, I think, the level of what he can be. So keep in mind that when Nick Skorton was at Purdue, he was running in a 3-4 defense. So he was playing from a two-point stance as an outside linebacker. And not only did he have 15 and a half tackles for losses last season and led the Big Ten in sacks with 10, he also was doing this from an edge perspective. Well, on Saturday, against a very up-and-coming Texas A&M offensive line, not a great offensive line, I'll give the credit. There still are some flaws, and there are still a ton of areas of improvement. He was able to get 2.5 sacks, 3.5 tackles for losses, 5 tackles on the day, and that was because if he got bored and finally just stopped to give Connor Wegman a shot. And by the way, Connor Wegman is the starting quarterback, and he didn't want to hurt his quarterback week one to put his team down and out of the count. But to be fair, you feel pretty confident in Marcel Reed and in Jalen Henderson to run the offense led by Colin Klein. But still, in a real game, there is no whistle. There is simply go get the quarterback number 11 and get 11 tackles if you can in this game. Better yet, if you can get 11 tackles for losses, we're probably going to win by double digits every single outing. Skorton came as advertised. He looks the part of exactly what you want in a great edge rusher. But the crazy thing of all is, again, this is him learning how to play from a three-point stance, something that he has not done during his tenure. He was an outside linebacker at Bryan High School in the greater area of College Station. He was an outside linebacker at Purdue. This is the first time that he's playing with his hand in the dirt, and he is boot scooting booging like Brooks and Dunn up in the backfield and eating offensive linemen while taking the quarterback's lunch money. He is a bully. He is a straight-up menace. He is a terror, a nightmare, and honestly, the things that people dream of when they want to crap their pants, that's Skorton. And he's only 1/4 of what this defensive line could be, which has been a bread and butter underneath Mike Elko for years. But you want to know what else is bread and butter and looks great? Roback. I talk about Roback all the time on this channel, but if you haven't heard of them by now, number one, either subscribe to the channel. That way you're watching more of us because we talk about Roback all the time. But number two, what are you doing? Go visit them right now at roback.com and get your very own performance polo hoodie because of not only is it form fitting, but it looks great on you. They just released the Azalea collection in honor of the Masters. It's a great drink, but it's a great fabric and a great design. You look good while wearing it. And more importantly, you get to feel good at the same process. We got the summer months right around the corner. You know what that means? Barbecues, lake days, golfing outings, and a ton of other things where you're going to be out in the sun where global warming is just taking over the United States. Whatever the case may be, back sweat is awful, and it honestly ruins your day. You got to shower 3 times. You got to be covered in the stickiness. And I live in Houston, Texas, where basically it is the armpit of Jesus Christ because of holy crap, the humidity is awful. But you know what I don't have? Back sweat. You want to know why I don't have back sweat? Because the performance polo hoodies from Roback make sure that I am not only dressed to the nine, but I feel good to the nine. So if you want to make sure that you feel comfortable and look comfortable this upcoming summer, make sure that you visit Roback.com. Use the promo code SECU for 20% off your very first order. That's SECU at Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com for 20% off your very first purchase. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want your team to play well. If they're going to dress well, you got to dress well week one as well. They're great for game days. Go visit Roback.com and use the promo code SECU. Nick Scorton is 1/4 of this defensive line at Texas A&M. And I have to bring this up because of, I don't think people understand what's returning. You have arguably one of the biggest risers that is going to learn underneath a wizard when it comes to defensive lines in Mike Elko with Shamar Stewart. You also bring back Shamar Turner, who is a versatile chess piece. He can line up as a 3-tech. He can line up as a 1-tech. He can line up in the 4-I. He can be a good bull rusher. He can work against the run. And then you have that last spot available. It can be anybody. Anybody can take it over. And that's kind of the beauty of it. You brought over Rodus Johnson from Wisconsin. He had a very good spring game. You still have Gabriel Brownlow Dindy. He hasn't been active this spring, but you know the upside with him. You still have Albert Regis on the roster. There is a ton of optimism for that last spot. And then you feel good about your linebacking room, headlined by the captain, Torian York. Scooby Williams played phenomenal, I think, in coverage, even though he is probably your secondary guy behind Damian Saffold. And the other part that's really crazy is your secondary is getting more improved. So right now, we talk about the offense still being a little bit anemic. They, I think, truly need to define who is going to be their number one receiver. Whether it be they go out and they bring in a Keandre Lambert-Smith, or they maybe go out and get Samuel Brown from Houston. He is a name that I have heard be linked to several SEC schools. Maybe you just go ahead and name Noah Thomas your number one guy. Mike Elko, post-game in the maroon and white game, did say he has everything that we need to be a number one. He's just got to continue to refine his overall process. But if you have that, you're in a really, really, really good spot for Texas A&M going into year one. You know that Mike Elko gets the best version out of his defensive lines. Go back and look at the history from DeMarvin Leal to Kingsley Keke to Justin Madubuike. They've all gone on to have exceptional careers at the next level, and they were exceptional in the SEC. You already have an established unit with guys who are a part of this process, and they're still untapped. Again, Scorton right now got 2.5 sacks and 3 tackles for losses against his own offensive line while still learning how to play a position. Give him a summer. What does that look like? Are we talking about 10 sacks, 15 sacks, 17.5 sacks? And then we got to worry about, well, who cares if Texas A&M goes 9-3? They just proved that not only do they have the resources to work the transfer portal, just like a Missouri, just like an Ole Miss, just like a Florida, just like any other team in the country, they also know how to build trench play to where it is the backbone of their team. And in my opinion, if you have that, you stand a chance. The two things that I always think that you need to have to be a successful program in college football: number one, a great quarterback that gives you potential, and number two, a stellar stout defensive line and offensive line. If your trench play is secure, you stand a chance. If your quarterback is secure, you stand a chance.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Connor Wegman wasn't working with the number one offensive line or the number one wide receivers, but even still, I believe in him to have a good season ahead, and I believe in this defensive line, mainly because of Scorton, Stewart, and Turner are going to terrorize quarterbacks starting week one against Elko's former team in Notre Dame. Yes, no more Joe Alt, no more Blake Fisher. There's question marks when it comes to what Riley Leonard is going to be. Don't be surprised if Notre Dame, one of the hottest teams going into 2024, heads out of College Station with an L and their legs tucked between them because if they don't know what the hell happened. I'll tell you what happened. Nick Scorton woke up and chose violence and finalized his entire craft. Texas A&M has a great support system, and they have the boosters that are willing to funnel in the sums to keep this team afloat. They also now have a guy that can be a household figure in the SEC from the jump. So when we talk about Texas A&M going into 2024, it's kind of an enigma, and maybe that's a good thing, but the thing that you're going to take away with is, without question, Mike Elko is going to get the best play from his defensive line, and it's going to be headlined by Nick Scorton, who may end up becoming yet another first-round talent that resides from College Station stretches.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up with it?